Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about what happened in the State House, returning to session kind of in the last minute notice to deal with transportation issues, but not really deal with the budget. What was going on here, and why is everything so messed up?
Well, the House of Representatives returned to session this week on Sunday and Monday, but not to move a budget bill. With the state budget more than 6 weeks past due, we were called back to move a transportation funding bill because the House Democrats wanted to force a vote on transportation funding that would take more money from the state sales tax to fund mass transit, with a majority going to the Mass Transit Agency in Philadelphia, which I know that won't surprise many folks. As I said, we're 6 weeks past the deadline for the state budget. Our schools and many, many agencies are still waiting for funding. And I think that we need to pass a responsible, conservative budget that funds these core functions of state government, like public safety and education. I will say that the state Senate came into session this week also and passed a transportation bill that would have funded mass transit and road and bridge projects by using the cash balance in the public transportation trust fund, which has built up a surplus. And that would have taken $300 million of existing revenue and funded mass transit for at least the next 2 years. So that was a responsible plan that the state Senate passed. And also they passed a budget bill, which would have provided immediate funding for the operations of state government at the same level as last year's budget. So I think that is a very reasonable, responsible proposal. Unfortunately, the House Democrats immediately said they would not consider that, and in the Appropriations Committee voted no on that proposal. So they're holding out for more money. The governor continues to hold out for more money than what the state is bringing in. And again, we've got to get everybody back to the table and work on a final budget proposal that funds the core functions of state government but does not spend more money than what we're bringing in.
And of course, there was action going on outside of Harrisburg this week. I understand that you are participating in a bridge dedication this weekend. What is this about, and who are we honoring?
Well, I'm inviting area veterans and members of the community to join in the formal dedication of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Bridge, located on Cushiqua Avenue, that's State Route 3009, over the Kinzu Creek in Hamlin Township, just outside of Mount Jewett, this Saturday, August 16th at 11 a.m. The bridge is located near the Cushiqua Union Church. The idea to name this bridge originated with the late John Moffitt Sr., who served in the United States Marine Corps, doing two tours of duty in Vietnam and earning two Purple Hearts and a Bronze Star. He also started the Bob Swanson Marine Corps League in Mount Jewett. And this bridge, I was honored to sponsor the legislation naming the bridge, and I'm glad now that we're doing the official dedication ceremony. So again, I would like to invite everyone to join us at the bridge site on Saturday, August 16th, at 11 a.m. for this very important dedication.
And finally, Representative, it's that time of year where we have to start looking out for school buses. It's back to school time, and school bus safety is paramount. What do people have to remember as we get back into the school run?
Well, many of our schools do reopen this week, and school students will be returning to the classroom. So it's very important to remember to slow down and be alert for school buses and school students. School buses will be back on our highways. It's a major problem with distracted driving for people to pass school buses with their lights flashing. It's a serious student safety issue. There are significant penalties and automatic driver's license suspension for violators who pass school buses. So I want to encourage everyone to slow down, be alert, and stop for school buses on the highway, all focusing on keeping our students safe.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.